Are we on or not?
So, what's our podcast?
We don't know yet. We'll think about it.
Drunk as Fuck is our podcast.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas.
Libertine. Ladies.
And the Muppets. Wait, what are they called?
What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.
Something
different yesterday.
So we are
going to
talk about that.
And sent me a text and said, your ass better follow me to the bedroom when I get home afterwards.
Oh, that was kind of cool.
When I get home.
We met.
I was going to book work early.
Right.
Friday.
Right.
So I went and said, oh, you forgot such and such. What, are you not going to make such and such meeting this afternoon?
Right.
I was like, fuck. I had my meeting alert set. I didn't just create the meeting, so the meeting alert was set to remind 1 hour before. So the issue was, I now couldn't get out of the meeting, but there was already a plan to meet. This person does not live in our area.
How far away?
They live in $2.
The guy was already in high school.
Okay.
No, you sent me
Mr. Bootsy.
He sent me a side message and said, go on and have coffee. Fingers, what'd you say? Fingers, tongues, whatever.
Fingers and mouths are okay.
Right, okay.
And I'm like,
okay. What coffee house are you going?
Dunkin' Donuts. But anyway.
If you'd like to sponsor our show, just call.
So, that was kind of nerve-wracking, I have to say.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Was he there when you got there?
No.
Okay.
He was waiting on us to respond about where to go.
Okay.
Down.
So, I called
Mr. Bootsy.
I'm sorry, I called Mr. Bootsy. And he said, it's already turning me on.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So you
it was
just
turning.
I rather enjoy these sorts of things, I guess.
We had coffee for about an hour. Oh, and
so
the one condition is you have to send me pictures.
Okay.
Which
is kind of cool.
Yeah. He was very hesitant, which shows respect for
Mr. Bootsy.
Yeah!
I'm gonna be editing the whole thing.
He's like, oh shit.
This is the
43 minutes of insanity so far.
So he was really concerned of two things. He didn't because he didn't want anyone else coming in my mouth, right? And he knows that as a rule.
Right.
And
because you've met with this guy before.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
He said he was going to leave, and I'm like, that's weird.
Like, he's just going to get up and go.
Yeah. He's like, well, I better get going. And anyway, I said, you don't want to run through the car wash because we had sent him the video. And he's just like, and I said, what's wrong? And he said, I don't think I can do it.
Why?
I don't stay within the guidelines.
Oh, okay.
He said, I'm either going to want to fuck you or come in your mat. So.
Okay, well, those are two opposite sides of it.
Two opposite sides of the anatomy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we talked, you know, I said, you know, as far as.
Oh, shit.
Blow jobs, I can time that pretty well. So, you know, let me worry about that. Anyway, we ended up in the car in a parking lot behind a hotel. Well, he took care of me first. Then I gave him head.
What kind of car? Yours?
Exactly like hers.
He drives the exact same car I do.
Are you kidding?
But I
you
have his.
In the back seat?
No, we laid the front seats down.
Okay. Well, exactly how did he take care of you? With his fingers or did he?
He was holding my head in place while he was using his fingers. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
And the dirty talk. And so it didn't take very long. So.
Yeah.
Then I got home before you, right?
Yes.
Oh, and I immediately texted him, how are you doing? He's what do you say, I've been semi-hard all day or something. I'm like, okay. But then I got the text probably about half an hour before he got off.
Yeah.
You better follow my ass to the bedroom when I'm done.
But now you guys
we had some
your place, right?
Phenomenal sex. So I get the, you do have great sex afterwards. I say it's him reclaiming.
I
do, because it turns him on too much.
Yeah.
Like, when he's in that mode, like, as soon as I'm pulling my legs.
He's like, ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
He doesn't ask me a thing. He turn on is the reclaiming, not everything.
Knowing that that's
it.
Coming.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that what the turn on is for you?
And let's see. We've been together 20 years. Has never once said follow me back to the bedroom and then just started.
Well, what I like about this is he says you better. You know?
Yeah.
Or what?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I would have texted back.
The ultimatum brings out the immediate brat.
Right.
It's like,
no, why?
My main concern was him, and he just said he sat through the meeting hard. And so
you were meeting with contractors?
No.
Oh, okay.
And this is even the contractor meeting. This is the bullshit planning before the contractors. Yeah, we were going to meet. We're just going to meet at the house and do a regular. This actually probably turned out.
Yeah, it was a play date until your meeting. It's still a play date for me. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's when you have someone doing something that you have never seen them do in 20 years.
It's just, what is that?
I can't tell you.
Being assertive.
In routine.
Yeah.
In daily routine, you do not mess with it. You don't.
You would just die if you
no morning sex, no, I've got to get up, I've got to do this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Say no, it's difficult for me.
You know, I mean, it was like my day is like constant chaos. I get up and I'm like, what the hell's going on today? I just look around like, should I leave already?
Where should I be?
Exactly.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm late for something.
For him to come home and want to do anything before he goes to the shower. And it wasn't even me initiating it because I'm always the one.
Yeah. It was hard.
And I'm confused because aren't you supposed to take this guy to the hotel?
No.
He's supposed to come to your house.
Yes.
And you met him somewhere else. Behind a hotel.
Until, when he, it was like 11:30 or 12 when he found out about the meeting.
Yeah, gosh, ended up with a Friday afternoon fucking meeting. I don't know who's scheduled shit like that. You know, they schedule meetings on Friday.
6 months
later.
Somebody with his ugly wife.
Here.
He was pissed.
I need to meet all of here and here. Mm-hmm. You're like angels crying.
You do walk around I want a fishy.
Help me. I'm melting.
Brucey, could you tell me part of my birthday present?
Oh, do you like
it's my understanding they steamed up the windows of the vehicle for
you. Yeah, you know what was funny? This guy's awesome, by the way. He's so nervous. He's so terrified he's going to cross a line.
Right.
And every window in the car was white from the steam, and he goes, I think I need to crank the car. I'm like, no! Nobody can see in this way.
You're like,
it was so funny.
You don't mind?
They're nasty candy. That's the nastiest candy ever.
Oh, I love those things.
I had one for the first time today.
Why don't you give Sadler a bag of my...
Are you sure?
He don't need to spare a bag because he's only done
just so you know, that bag's been sitting there 4 days. And I said, you can have the Sour Patch because it was a mess. Do not touch the Swedish Fish. Guess where I found the Swedish Fish wrapper? Better side table.
Side table?
Yeah.
Come
as you go,
that's so fun.
Yeah.
Or we can do your profile.
Okay.
And let's, I mean, what?
Well, we've had.
What is your preference?
We've actually had good luck on SLS.
Yeah. Can I say something like, I like pina coladas and getting drunk in the rain?
Yeah, you could. But I will tell you, you said you don't like chatting.
Yeah.
I am convinced the only reason we haven't had a bad experience is because of the... I would say we have twice the guys that get to me chatting than we've actually met, just weeding them out through chat.
If you trade three or four messages with somebody, you can tell how educated.
Exactly. So.
Well, not me, because I always screw up all my texts and everything else. If you saw me, you'd be like, what the hell?
So.
Yeah, you just have that just don't care air to them.
I told my...
But you can also ask for exactly what you want up front. You don't have to worry about doing it.
But you don't know exactly what you want. It's just
you
like,
know what? Well, I say I don't want to make any decisions.
Yeah.
You two are in control. I don't
yeah,
give
I don't like that.
Yeah. And it's two...
But are you looking to be involved too?
Yeah.
Two of them... Two of them we've even gotten into the... spanking and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
What's your name under that thing?
You don't.
This boot.
Nothing. I have undies on.
Let the record show she's wearing nothing.
Let the record show that she's not proven that she's wearing nothing at all.
Let the record show it's alleged.
Nothing.
Let the record show she just proved it. Late night play-by-play. I frolic reek. Episode 542, 58, 64.
All right.
See you on the flip side. That's going to be my new tagline.
So you don't have to be specific is my point.
Good.
So I've even put in there, because I know what a lot of it is just shit going on, I've put in there, you know, I don't want to have to worry about, is he gonna,
could you wanna, would you like to be my baby tonight?
This is Frolickerian.
Frolickerian. Click your shoes three times.
I don't know.
I thought Chris was going to say sex for
the record. Well, we do.
We do that too.
I do that too. If you could get through the pre part of it, you have the best experience.
I think so. I just like, okay, so I just want to like go into somewhere and dance to the glory of love, and then, you know. And just be as passionate as in the movies or the.
But you're going to have to ask for that up front.
See, that's a different.
When you meet somebody,
that's
they don't know when you're.
That's not the dynamic.
Why not?
Glory of love. Like, why isn't he playing glory
love? See, the way it usually goes is they meet for drinks. Is
Miss Rocker.
You meet for drinks and you drink. You know, you chat for a while, finish your drinks, and then head on. And then you chat, and then make a date for meeting in a hotel.
We've only had one bad meeting.
Okay, let me say, how do you get over that first initial hump of... Because when you're in the hot tub, and it's kind of like, you kind of are working up to it throughout the
day. Like sardines in a can, too. You're already...
So how do you get over that hump when you open the door, and then it's like... and you want to come in and sit on the bed?
Ours aren't spontaneous. Nothing that we've done
so you
has just been in a situation, except with you guys, it's
right.
Mainly really when well, that type
was situational, but that wasn't full.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't.
And that was almost a hot tub kind of thing. It was a party kind of thing.
I would have never been in the hot tub. That's
so,
why.
So it's gone.
I don't mind one-on-one interactions, which is why we invite you guys to yeah. I can't stand, like, this.
See, I love group.
Yeah. Can I say I see both your points, because I see wanting to make, this is my problem too. I want to make the connection, but when I'm with a group, I kind of like the pre-part, yeah, because you can close your eyes, you don't know who's touching, you can just concentrate on the sensation. But at the same time, after that, I want to go and I want to feel special and I want to feel like, you know, so that you get part of this and then part of that, and it's,
But here's how the hotel
goes. Wait, before I go.
Yeah, we
go. I have a date on the 9th with, what is he called?
It's called the Fellows of Sensualists.
Ooh.
It's all here. Yes.
Oh my god.
We met him.
His boots.
Oh. Bootsy.
Oh, I'm just using your name. This is dude. We might as well give up.
So I've probably chatted with him longer than anyone.
Yes.
Because you're like, but him and his wife have been married 23 years. Mm-hmm. They play separately, come home and have sex. So he will not have sex when he plays.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to go there at all. It is all about, and it was like a little quiz he sent me about what I like, what I don't like.
This has
a favorite ice cream color.
I would pay $50 for.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, you automatically wonder. And he said that. Because I said, well, I'm sure you have a long line or something.
Right. Yeah.
He said, actually, no, because everyone usually thinks I'm full of shit and moves on. So that right there, I was like,
Okay, are you full of shit?
I sent my list and my nose and he said he'll take it from there on the 9th for me not to worry.
Oh, man.
I know.
That is pretty cool.
What's not cool, though? What? I keep telling I don't think I'm gonna like.
He's strictly about pleasuring the woman,
think
and then goes home
like
to his wife.
Because I love to watch a man come.
There's no,
you know what I mean?
Playing with him south of the border.
Yeah, except that.
Yeah.
Basically, I can't.
That is like a weekend ass spa. And it's like, good, fine. Can I read my book?
Well, so
he's
not gonna have sex with you. Correct.
No, well, not with his penis.
He's going to.
He'll do
oral. And
what?
I should read her the question.
That sounds like perfect.
Well, maybe we can.
He started asking, I can't remember what, do you, everything basically, do you like soft or rough on the breast, do you like this, do you this, you know. It was very clinical. It was like finger insertion, okay, not okay. And I told him, I said, it's very
Mr.
clinical.
Bootsy.
Okay, clinical is hard to overcome.
He's got a personality.
But he's got a personality, but it goes in his head. His goal is to make it the perfect night for the female.
So what is this number?
Starting to make sense, you know.
Oh, what is your
number? Sharing. Once you find the third,
I was very honest with him. You know, what are you going to do if I accidentally grab you or purposely grab you?
Because frankly, handcuffs are only encouraged to be more.
I did make a comment. You're going to have to strap my arms down.
And they better hold.
But he's basically just going to be watching.
Yeah.
Unless it pertains to my perfection.
Your profession.
My perfection.
Oh.
My perfect night.
Oh, okay.
So, and you're talking three or four weeks. And still, you know, people will start to show their true colors.
Right.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
That's great. I mean,
you know, if I'm going to, I'm going to do it because I think I'll be in a different mental frame. It's, you have to give up control just to be the, you know.
That's why I used to go and get massages all the time. It's because I didn't have to do anything, that I could sit there. And the reason I stopped was because the woman started talking to me, and I started having to respond and be responsible for my part of the conversation. I know that sounds bad, but I have lots of conversations. Yeah, I just want to be quiet. And if I want to talk to you, fine. You just give me an answer. If not, then just don't talk to me, you know. And I got more to the point where I thought I was entertaining her with what I would do other times in the day than I was being able to relax, because before I knew it, it was over with. And I thought, so you have to change to the worst one.
Full body massage. And he says G-spot massage. So he asked me if I liked G-spot massage. I'm like,
hell yes.
I've never even experienced it.
But I want to.
That's what I said. I said, we can try that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he started, like, today with the, I guess, the wooing with beautiful and...
It's getting close to their dinner. Although I do want to answer her question. So it goes one of a couple of ways.
What does?
The actual meat.
So
by the time that, you know, we've chatted, gone for drinks, met, realized that there's a chemistry there, so meet up, either go upstairs or we get up to the room and then they come by and they come in, and it's one of two ways. So some of the thirds just are more assertive,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just start making out with her.
Right.
Other third, I sort of have to make the first move, and then they sort of join.
So what do you do?
I guess what was the biggest turn on?
We usually, I'll get there, and then we'll wrap it up. So
is that right?
So we'll get there, and we usually get a suite, and we'll usually sit on the couch, or she'll sit on the couch with whoever it is, and I'll usually go fix her a drink or something. So I'm mm-hmm. kind of off to the side. With the more assertive ones, it's actually a bigger turnout because I'll turn around and they're making out on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're usually starting to grab her boobs and things like that.
Yeah.
This last time, so I had to go back downstairs to take the, because of the timing, I had to take the...
You had to go get my fan or something.
Well, I had to take the thing downstairs, the cart downstairs. So, well, and the other third, I had to leave for a minute or two to get ice or something. But yeah, it's actually a pretty big turn on. Come on, and she's already going down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's a definite kink for me. I don't know what the fuck.
It's his favorite part.
I don't
really?
Know what the fuck.
Yeah.
Just to be surprised that you're already engaged
just
in some
the
kind of
concept of, yeah,
walking,
it's
yeah.
always like you came out of the bathroom in the middle of the night and we were having sex.
Yes. Well, I had to pee. Yeah.
And being 56, it takes 4 years.
Not one of my problems. So
I get record number. Oh, shit. Never mind. Strike that from the record.
So yeah, that was different. We had been, you know, this was like, I said, well, I'm gonna run in the bathroom here for a minute, and while I was in the bathroom, you know, Miss Bootsy, it's pretty virtual. And I kind of knew what was going on, and I came out and we're having sex. It was really fucking hot.
Yeah.
You know what's hot too is. Because when that happens, I'll just sit there and watch.
And you know he's watching.
Yeah, I make eye contact. But you can just see he's just...
all into it.
Yeah, and it's like he's just waiting for his turn or whatever. Because the minute the other one... whatever.
Yeah.
Finishes or decides to stop.
You know, he's immediately, literally.
That's pretty.
It is hot.
So after dinner, before we go to the party.
Is that how you felt?
He's so businesslike.
No, I'm just wondering.
Is that how you felt last Saturday?
Turned on, say yes.
Yes, yes. I was thrown out in the moment. You mean when we got home and we
leave? Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been turned on all day. I mean...
He's got the same kink.
Well, no, because I wasn't thinking about her interacting with anybody. That made it even more... You have to understand, a lot of times, our clocks don't meet up. I'll be horny and she'll be tired.
No, the night in the spa.
The night in the spa. Yeah, she came back and she said she still wanted to have sex. And I definitely did, too.
No.
When you
were standing there watching all that, were you glued? Was it a massive turn-on? Basically, she wants to know if it turned you on as much as just said it turned him on to see her.
Oh, definitely.
We had to do all that to get there. Happy birthday. I love you.
My God.
Drunk Divas.
Drunk Divas. Libertine. Ladies.
And the Muppets. Right, what are they called? What are the two dudes called?
The two old men Muppets.
There you go.
Okay. I think we should make an announcement. This is not for children.